Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Bang-a-rang-a-bomb-bomb, bang-a-ding-a-dung-dung, doo-dee-doo, doo-dee-doo, rabba-rabba-rabba. I don't know any more lyrics to this because there isn't any more lyrics to it. It is completely 100% off the random notes that I, like, filtered out through my brain into the turkeys of doom and the zombies that are inside of your room. Because if you're listening to this, you obviously have some zombie taste because you're listening to me. And I am just freaky. Hi, EW.
Are you a tasty zombie?
I taste better with cookies.
Cookies?
Because without cookies, the world will not go round. It will not go round. It will... What the heck? Okay.
Shouldn't they be serving Fudgios?
This is the one thing. People are surprised. What kind of cookies do I always have in my fridge? And, by the way, I do. They're in my fridge because I like my Fudgios cold.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know why. I just like them better that way. It's just funnier. It's gooder. It's neater. And it's like, hey, Jack's in the room too. Hi, Jack. Hi, KP. Hi, Bones. Hi, Mark. And hi, EW.
Did you just say gooder?
Gooder. They are gooder. I am a well-versed individual in, what is the expression language that I'm talking about that is double talk, double speak. That's it.
Pikachu.
No. I'm not peeking at anyone unless they're cute, and I don't think you qualify in that category. Sorry, just being truthful here.
I wouldn't even call myself cute.
Good, good. Whoa.
What?
Cookie. I don't know what. They're saying weird stuff in the chat. I'm not looking there right now. I'm going to start off in today, and I'm going to talk about comic books because I have 3 inches of comic books today.
Wow.
It's like that was a few. Besides, now I can really make Jack say, what? And there's comic books. Haha. Okay, so the first one should be a fan for anybody who likes Edgar Allan Poe. The Premature Burial, done by Richard Corbin. And as we all know, or probably we don't all know, but we should, and I will share with you all now, Corbin's one of my favorite artists in the comic book world. He's not my favorite artist, but he is one of them. He has a unique style. Almost all of his characters' faces look the same, but he gets the whole concept of, ooh, that's just freaky. And he does that good. So it's a one-shot. It's enjoyable. It's fun. I like it. Then we have Ferrest, issue number 25. Ooh, this should be a good one. Look at the size of the gun she's got. It's like a machine pistol shotgun one-handed kind of thing, and it's like, oh, that's cool. But it involves the three blind mice and the fairy godmother and Cinderella. As, by the way, if you're not following the series, Cinderella is a secret agent. Fun stuff.
Of what?
Huh?
Secret agent of what?
Secret agent of the fairy tale people who live in a slightly beside us in the real world, but they actually exist over in that side of the world, so that's kind of different, but not with the real world. And it's sort of like on the side beside this side world.
Interesting.
If you like things like Once Upon a Time and Grimm, this is a cool series.
I do like Grimm, and Once Upon a Time's not bad, but this is interesting. Okay.
So it takes the whole fairy tale... Fables is a comic book series that's been running for a long time. It's up to, like, I don't know, 150 issues or whatever, something really way up there. And that's the whole fairy tales... devolving, evolving, revolving around the whole real-life world. And basically, it's a whole side sort of story. Ferris is a spin-off story that originally started revolving around some of the fairer members of the fairy tale world, including Cinderella, what the hell was her name? Rose Red, the Wicked Witch, a few others. It's a fun series. It's kind of weird. That's why I like it. Then we got Moon Knight, number 2 of the new series by Warren Ellis. Haven't read it yet, so I don't know what this one's going to be like. It's going to be fun. Then, by a name individual who you may recognize, Jonathan Maybury.
Oh, number.
Series called Bad Blood.
Bad Blood.
Bad Blood.
Isn't that his new book?
That's his second new book. The newest new book comes out soon. It's called V-Wars. Bad Blood is about, the vampires are trying to come back again, but they found this one poor little kid who has a blood cancer type thing, and when they bite him and try and eat some of his blood, they die.
Interesting.
Really fun story. Then we have Red Sonja. Cover A, cover B, cover C. Because I'm crazy like that. I like to get all the covers. Uh-oh. Jack wants to talk about ZineScope. Okay, we'll get to there. Red Sonja and Cub. Ooh, this is a one-shot with Red Sonja, and it looks like she's got a little girl she's going to be protecting. I'm sure it's going to be a fun story because it's Red Sonja, and it's always that kind of thing. So, the next one is actually a zombie comic book by Image called 68, Rule of War. 68, it's based in Vietnam. This is a sort of zombie series, and this is a spin-off of it. I haven't read it yet. I haven't read the original first series yet, so I'm looking forward to digging into that one. And, of course, three different covers. Because, you know, we got to have the multiple covers. Next one up is Black Science, issue number 5. This is about a team of exploring scientists jumping around from parallel universe to parallel universe and finding out, wow, that's just a bunch of wacky parallel universes out there, and we want to go home! It's kind of thing. I'm just saying, that's what the story's like.
I'm trying to figure out what Jack's talking about.
Oh, what the hell is Jack talking about?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I know what the first part of that was talking about, and I know what the last part was talking about. I don't know what the Zelda part was about.
Oh, no, I know what the Zelda part was about, but that was Bones. That wasn't Jack.
Yeah, I know, but Jack's talking about comic books. He doesn't want me to talk. I'm going to talk about it in a second, though. He doesn't want me to talk about comic books, because then he's going to be wanting to get some. Next up, Starlight, issue number 2. Haven't really read too much on it yet, so I don't know. But that's with Mark Miller as the author. Basic story from issue 1 was the concept where, you know how John Carter of Mars was? He basically shows up on Mars, has some adventures, and then comes back.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same idea, but from a different far, far, far planet. But now he's an old man, and he's trying to figure out what his life is supposed to be about. It's an interesting story, so we're waiting to see what the rest of it is. Haha! Now we have a Steve Niles book. Ash and the Army of Darkness, issue number 5, 2 covers. Because we can never get enough Army of Darkness. No. You have all the Zelda music. No, he has all the Zelda. I don't want to know any of the Zelda music. Issue number 1 of Inhuman, a new series revolving around the Inhumans, of all people. And continuing on the Marvel world thing about the Kree Skrulls. Sorry, not the Skrulls, the Kree, the Inhumans, the Terrigen Mist, all this other fun stuff. It only makes sense if you read a lot of Marvel comics, which I don't read as many as I used to anymore.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Because it got boring. Now, here's a new series. I have not read it yet, but the covers look really neat. The basic story premise when I read it about 3 months ago sounded really neat. It sounds like a haunted spaceship story. It's called Caliban by Garth Ennis. Ennis. I don't know how he pronounces his name, but I'm sure he's a nice fellow. He writes wacky good stuff. I look forward to reading that one. And now. My favorite publisher, ZineScope. Grim Fairy Tales, issue number 96. 3 different covers.
Uh-oh.
Fun stuff. They are highly tooting their countdown to issue number 100, because I think they believe like I do. Issue number 100 is that kind of cornerstone that says you've made it or you've lost it. One or the other. So I'm looking forward to what they're going to do with it. That series, as much as I've enjoyed the series, and I really do, it's very simple. It's another one of these adaptation mod type things of old fairy tales and stuff. They sometimes feel like their stories don't really know where they're going, and then sometimes it's just like, bam, look at this, all this stuff has just come out. It's like, whoa, that's pretty cool. But man, do they have a lot of stuff. And I will agree with Mark, I love Lady Death. Ooh, little did he know, if he's going to be listening here, listen. Some news coming up in a couple of months. Chaos Comics is coming back. Not actually Chaos Comics, but it's been sub-licensed out to Dynamite Entertainment. But the funny thing is, we've got Purgatory, the Vampire Goddess, Chastity, Lady Jade, Evil Ernie, Psychotic Smiley Button, and a couple of other Crematoor, and a couple of other characters. All these other Chaos characters, so pivotal to the Chaos, but not Lady Death. That makes me very sad. Very sad.
Well, there's a question for you.
What's the question?
He says, is Angel worth getting in comics?
Angel. Which Angel?
I don't know. That was just the question. I just said, is Angel worth getting in comics?
Well, we wait to see if he says from Buffy. Oh, well, funny thing is, on the other pile of comics that I have over there for the shop, I have Angel number one over there. And I haven't read it yet, so I don't know what it is. Angel, with the Buffy series of comics, what they're doing is they're actually doing it as seasons. So with Buffy, as an example, they're on season 10, which issue number one came out last week. Issue number one of the season 9 of Angel came out this week. So they continued the comic books after where the TV show left off, and they'll print with Buffy. It was like, I can't remember what the first issue series was, but season 8 had like, say, 40 issues. Season 9 had another 40 issues. Sorry, season 9 had about 50 issues, and then I have no idea how long season 10 will go, but it was really cool. I read some of the old Angel series, Angel and Faith, as it were. They were not bad. It's not my cup of tea. I wasn't really too sure whether or not it was. There was a Spike spinoff that was actually pretty funny. You know, did you ever watch the TV series Buffy?
Yes.
Did you like the TV series Buffy?
It was okay.
Do you remember Spike?
I do remember Spike. Spike was actually part of Angel after a while.
Yep. So in the Buffy comic books, Spike is a part of the storyline as well. But he also ends up getting an alien spaceship with a crew of alien giant insects who worship him as their leader.
Oh, I know he'd love that part.
Oh, he bloody insects. It's funny as hell. It's actually pretty good. But yeah, that's a completely weird, wacky kind of comic book miniseries there. But it was pretty good. Angel, on the other hand, like I said, I haven't really read it too much. So I'm going to probably read that tonight at some point. Because that's what I do.
I did not know they actually made these into comic books afterwards. I thought the series ended with the TV series. I just didn't think they continued on.
Well, the TV series itself ended with the big explosion in Sunnyvale. Bam! Sunnyvale gone.
Right? I remember that, yeah.
So the comic books after that rebooted, starting right there at that point. It's like, Sunnydale's gone. Yes, now what? I guess we go separate ways and blah, 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 blah. And then what happens is, well, you're a slayer. What do? You keep slaying. So that's how the story keeps going. Now, the great thing in the comic book world is that you can take a huge story and make it bigger. With Buffy the TV series, you're kind of limited by budgetary constraints as to what can you show, what can you do, how can you present it, how can you have the story develop and say, well, we just went to hell and came back. Well, as long as you only show parts and corners of it, you can do that.
Yeah, we don't want you showing the neighbor's backyard.
Yeah, I mean, you can keep it pretty cool and casual. But in the comic book, you can say, guess what? They're all going to hell. Guess what? Here's a nice big-ass panoramic view of hell. That kind of thing. You can actually make a big... Oh, you remember Dawn, Buffy's sister?
Yes, that one, yes.
Well, you find out more about where she comes from and whatever, and at one point she turns into a centaur.
Oh?
Half human, half horse.
Interesting.
Yep. Now, somebody just asked about The Walking Dead. Bones is just asking, that sticks pretty close to the comic books? Well, not so much, as in the timeline in the TV series is a lot more accelerated away from what the comic book is. The comic book, by the time they are in the TV show right now, it's like talking about 5, 6, 7 years into it. But in the TV series, it's like 1 year. And the events that they're progressing through way faster than in the comic book. and some of the things they skip, and some of the things they introduce that are not even there. I mean, oh, haha, I do have a piece of information that I can share with people, haha, about The Walking Dead. I haven't seen the last episode, by the way, so if anybody asks me questions about the last episode, I will furiously and gregariously deny any information or knowledge whatsoever, except for the fact that I know that what in the TV comic book series, I know what Terminus is. I ain't gonna share, because you all need to find out for yourself. I will, however, oh, Keenan did something kind of funny on Facebook, but I'm going to talk about that later. I'm losing track of what I was thinking about. Oh, yes, I was thinking about... No, I wasn't. What? Yes, Walking Dead. So, I don't know if we all know or not, but I'm sure some of you do and some of you don't. Daryl Dixon and Merle Dixon are not in the comic books.
Oh, that I did not know.
They were not in the comic books ever. Most of the other characters that they've introduced... They generally are. Not all of them. Some of them are different. Some of them have different startings. Some of them have different endings. People like Shane. Shane dies in the very first issue of the comic book. Ha ha!
Yeah, I didn't like him in the first place.
That's the thing. I liked him much better in the comic books. Like, ah, doo-doo-doo. I'm a dork. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Hey, man, I'm a bad person. Da-da-da. Bam! Okay, well, that was the first issue.
Sorry.
I just read that too and I laughed. But he's close. He's very, very close with what he says right there. But I'm not going to say anything more about that. But, however, issue 129 of The Walking Dead, which should come out in about 3 months from now, is apparently going to introduce Daryl Dixon in the comic.
Oh.
I have not verified this rumor, and I won't be able to verify that until next month when the catalog solicitation comes out, Previews Magazine comes out.
Well, isn't it ironic that one of the characters that wasn't in the original comic book series is the most favorite character of them all?
Well, it's not really.
What do you mean? You're telling me nobody likes Mr. Crossbow?
Well, put it this way. In the original season, he was not a main character.
Right.
He was essentially a walk-on character. Do-do-do-do-do, da-da-da-da-da. I'm the redneck. I'm a hick. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a foil for everybody else going through all this me-me-me-me crap. I'm the tough guy. It's like, That was his character. He was not expected to survive the season.
Right.
He became a fan favorite. And as a result, the series has rewarped the whole storyline and everything else to include him as a major part of it. It's like the dead guy in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. the tall man in Phantasm. These are the characters that end up sticking out for people in these movies and stuff because they become so pivotal and such as a character that you identify when you're watching the show or reading it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, Daryl was never in the original comic books. So for 10 years, he has not existed in the print form.
Hmm. So but now, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, isn't it ironic he wasn't there, and now as a TV character, he's everybody's favorite?
Well, ironic would be one word to go, or I would be marketing would be the word I would go. It's about selling more comics now.
Okay, I can see that.
That's the only reason to put Daryl in the comic book at this point. I don't know. Maybe they'll write him in a really good character. I hope so. Because I like him on the TV show. I really think he's a good character. I think the guy, Norman Reedus, plays that character as like, yeah, I could believe that guy. That's a guy I could believe in character. Ooh, and I want to point out something too. I was talking with somebody earlier today about the show. Glenn. Everybody loves Glenn.
Right.
Do you know why everybody loves Glenn?
Not really.
Why do you like Glenn?
I don't like Glenn.
Yes, you do. You just don't realize it.
Okay.
He is the only character in the entire show that is 100% honest and true about his reasons for doing anything. He loves Maggie. That's it. Nothing else. Everything he's decided to do, everything he's chosen to do, is about Maggie.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Pretty obvious as of late.
Well, it was very obvious when she, in the second season, drops her pants and pulls her shirt off. Let's go. It's like, what? I love that scene. I was like, and Glenn's like, I never, what? It's like, that was awesome. This is why I like The Walking Dead show. It's well written. They create good characters. I've heard things about the finale. I'm looking forward to watching it. We get the return of the Rictatorship. I like that. We get the introduction as to what Terminus kinda is. I already know what it is, and anybody who's read the comic book knows what it is. But we're not going to go there. We're going to switch gears now for a bit.
Right.
Okay? Because we're going to talk a little bit about Captain America. Because that comes out this week.
It comes out Friday.
Yes. I am very excited to watch this. I hope to get to watch it this weekend. I don't know. I have to get the gang together and say, yo, dudes, we got to go watch the movie. I'm willing to bet that they're going to, and I'm going to have to find a way to get out to see it at some point. Don't know when, don't know how, don't know where, but I am going to see it. This is going to be like a 3-hour movie, by the way. I have already, however, seen 11 minutes of it. Ha-ha!
Yeah, you know, the...
Oh, did you end up watching that?
No, they removed it. So, I should have watched it even though your show was coming on. I just should have turned it on and watched it.
No, you should have watched just later in that evening or whatever. It's not like you go to sleep or anything, right?
I'm telling you, it was gone. I did try to watch it, and it was gone. They'd already pulled the video.
Well, I don't think it was a leaked video, as they keep saying. I think that was part of the marketing buzz and hype. If you fake leak it, then it's sort of like, hey, look, everybody watch it. And the beginning of the movie, that 11-minute bit is just really the beginning of the movie. It's just a, hey, look, Captain America is fast and cool and does things, and wow, that Black Widow, she's hot and capable of doing all kinds of fun stuff, too. And then there's some other people. It doesn't really contribute to the story. It doesn't really take it away from it or anything else. It's just intro.
Right.
But just with the intro, it looks like a freaky-ass good movie. Now, the thing that I was alluding to earlier that Keenan on his Facebook page said, oh, look, I'm going to give you all a spoiler alert. Spoilers! Ha! Screw you people! I screwed you! It's not really a spoiler. It's a spoiler to anybody who hasn't read the comics. Do you know who the Winter Soldier is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, for people in the chat room or listening on, if you're not familiar with who the Winter Soldier is, I'm going to give you the count of 3, maybe 4, to cover your ears and not listen. 1, 2, 4. Pikachu. There you go. Pikachu. It's Bucky Barnes.
As kind of, I mean, there is a portion of the story that a lot of people have to kind of watch again or get caught up, because that's the part that I totally forget what happened.
Well, in the first Captain America movie, they are trying to...
I remember all that part.
Capture the train, and Bucky falls into the whatever.
Which looks to be his death.
Right.
What happens from the moment of the fall to where he is now, or how he becomes what he is now, is what I can't remember.
They don't show or say anything about it. However, in the movie, I'm sure they'll develop with their methodology. In the comic books, what happened was he fell prey to the same indoctrination program that the Black Widow fell into. It's a KGB-sponsored spy-build super soldier for the Russians. So that's what the Winter Soldier is. He's essentially a Russian super soldier.
Oh, okay.
Basically, that's pretty much how simple and easy it is that it sounds. Mousing is going over here because mousing has to hit a button to make something else stop doing something.
Uh-huh.
Wank, bang, bam, bam, ba-dam, ba-dam. There we go. Sarlacc. Why is there a Sarlacc? What? Who's in a Sarlacc pit?
I think Jack's just kind of a squirrel.
Oh, he is a squirrel. Well, wait. The Avengers and Iron Man 3 are not falling into a Sarlacc pit. They're not even in Star Wars. Moving along. So, I'm very excited to see Captain America. I think it's going to be an awesome movie. Yum, 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 yum. Great, 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 great. And anything? Yeah, there's a whole bunch of movies coming up this summer. I think Hollywood is really trying to prove to everyone else that they really don't know how to sell movies. because I think they're going to try and ram crap loads of movies down everybody's throats and expect that everybody's going to go to the theaters to see all these movies. You're familiar with the expression tentpole movies?
Yep.
This year alone, I think they said there were 18 tentpole movies, 18 or 24. I can't remember what the actual number was, but it was like 30-odd percent more than last year. And thing is, okay, if you have all these major projects come out, how do you expect everybody's going to see it? I mean, the average person watches, well, how many movies during the summertime? Three? Four?
I go four, max.
I usually, at most, go two.
Oh, no. Me personally, no, maybe one.
At most, I'll go to the theater twice, and I'll pick two movies, and I'll go see those. This year, they're forcing me to see three or four. Those bastards.
Godzilla.
Godzilla is one of them. Captain America is one of them. Guardians of the Galaxy is another one. Transformers is not one of them.
No, they did try to make Transformers look like it should be one of them. Which I'm gonna say. I mean, as I said last week, they claim it's gonna be the big money maker of them all. But
I'm excited with what they're doing with it. But I'm not gonna see it at the theater. Probably. I may be tricked into going to see it. I don't know. It all depends.
I might go to the dollar theater to see it.
See, I love rep theaters. Rep theaters are awesome. You want to see the premium movie? Okay, just wait a couple weeks. It'll be out of the regular theaters. Then you go see it in the rep theaters for $2 to $5. Yeah.
Exactly.
I love rep theaters. So, oh yeah, Jack really didn't like the 300 movie.
I've heard some really bad reviews from it. mainly, the only good thing about the whole thing is the
special
effects. That's it.
Well, that movie is just a pretty movie.
Yeah.
Nowhere near true history. Nowhere near, okay, why is she doing that? What? No, back then they wouldn't do that. Back then she'd be killed or she'd throw herself into the pit or whatever. She wouldn't be doing that. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ad infinitum, blah, 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 blah. Godzilla! And on that note, it is time for...
Oh my God, is it really that time?
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's do this.
Rocky rolled it.
And yeah, let's...
Press the button.
I pressed the button. I forgot I got to press another button. Okay, here we go.
That button. We're in all the magazines. I am Groot! And that's all I'm going to say, because the rest of the point is moot.
I see.
But, now we're going to talk about the movie I watched this weekend. I'm going to surprise you.
Okay.
It's not a zombie movie.
And no, that was not a surprise. I kind of expected that part.
Why? I got a couple of zombie movies to watch I haven't gotten to yet. Oh, next weekend I will be watching Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark.
Yes.
A buddy of mine said he walked into Walmart, picked it up, and said, "Dude, you have to let me borrow that. I got to watch that." So I have his DVD, and I'm going to watch that this weekend or week sometime. I'm going to enjoy that, because that's just going to be one of those goofy movies like, ah, la, 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 I don't know the storyline, who cares? Big Shark, ooh, look, cool. And that's pretty much what I expect that movie to be. Excuse me.
Bigger drinks, bigger gulps.
No, not gulps. Other things. Things coming down. Ah, Godzilla's trying to come out of my throat.
You don't want Cat Fornado?
Okay, dude, I shared that picture with a crap load of people, and that was just funny stuff. Oh, no, I'd seen it before you'd posted it, too.
Uh-huh.
It's just funny.
It is.
Now it's just a matter of waiting for somebody to actually put it together. No, what movie I watched this weekend was See No Evil.
Oh, what do I remember this name?
Kane from WWE.
Yes, 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 yes. I actually have that movie.
You should watch it.
I have it. I've watched it. I was
pleasantly surprised. I was being led to believe that it was going to be one of these stupid, sappy, oh, look, he just goes around killing people. Blah, 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 blah. The story, well, it's a very basic, simple slasher story. It's not very convoluted or very advanced or involved. Or it's like, hey, a bunch of young punks and cop, well, the one cop and a slasher killer. But it was really well done. I was surprised. The level of traps, tricks, and kill shots was, okay, so it's not just a guy going around killing people, but it is a guy just going around killing people.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, it's not Freddy or Jason, ah, oh, I'm unrealistic, I slash. For the most part, you could believe this guy was psychotically messed up and hunkered down inside this hotel and then doing whatever he's doing. The bit about him having the maggots falling out of the back of the side of his skull was kind of, okay, I don't really believe that. But the rest of it was quite a good movie.
There was, yeah, I'll give you that. I mean, it has its moments that you have to question, but for the most part, it looks like it is an actual Psycho-type film.
Yeah. And they have a lot of parallels that you can bring to Psycho as well, but, I mean, the crazy mom who's mind-brainwashing him to be, oh, you can see the evil in them, you can see the evil in them, look at the evil in their eyes, ah! Okay, people's is crazy sometime.
Well, the reason I said Psycho, because...
Yes, I know. I wasn't giving away the story.
Oh, okay.
See, I don't actually do spoilers unless I actually say, hey, look, spoiler. So I'm not going to talk about that part of it because it's more funner to watch the movie. So one of the other reasons why I wanted to make sure I saw this movie before the next couple of months go by is that some of my favorite director types, the Soska sisters, Jen and Sylvia, Soska, uh-huh. The Twisted Twins, are doing the sequel to this movie. And if they bring the same type of intensity that they put into the movie American Mary that they put out a little while ago, and bring the whole slasher correlation from that I watched in this one, ooh, this is going to be a super spiffy movie. I'm going to look forward to it even more now to watch it.
Interesting. I did not know that we were going to... I wonder if they're going to use the same character.
I don't know. But it did definitely leave itself open for stuff, and yeah. I don't know why Angel of Shadows in the chat room is saying she sounds like chipmunks.
She hears chipmunks?
That's what she said.
Pikachu?
Pikachu! Pika, 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 Pikachu! Ooh, I have to share that picture. I have a zombie Pikachu. It's really awesome. It's a cosplay that somebody did somewhere, and it's like, ooh, I would have gone up and hugged them, or at least gotten a picture with them if that was the case. Because, you know, they're probably young, and that would be creepy. So, yes, that was the movie. And I only watched one movie this weekend. However,
I can't say yet.
Yeah, you're not keeping up with the Joneses there, buddy.
I know. What can I say?
And that doesn't mean I'm the Joneses, but you're just not keeping up there, man.
Well, you know what's even funnier is we just bought the brand new Thor and still have yet to watch it.
What? Oh, I haven't bought that yet.
Yeah.
But I saw that at the theater, so. Oh, yeah, last year was a good movie year. I went and saw three movies last year at the theaters. Three or four. Can't remember which. Thor was one of them. But instead of movies on Sunday, Dudeface, let me borrow his copies of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So,
Yes.
Wait a sec. What Four Sisters? What? Oh, yes. Okay. The Twisted Twins. Right. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So now I've watched all of the episodes up to episode 12. And as with last weekend, I only meant to watch one episode and say, oh, okay, this will be fun. I'll watch this. And like, no, I got roped into watching all the freaking episodes that I had. I enjoy it. I think the series is good. It's a good bridging thing. And I think I've been hearing people on both sides of the equation say, yeah, I love it, and oh, I hate it. And I understand why people say that on both sides of the equation. And I also understand why the one thing I don't like about it is that it's not dealing with the characters I liked. It's not dealing with the characters the way that I like them. Like, I'm really disappointed with Deathlok. However, as its own character from the series, I think that character is progressing well. But he's not the Deathlok I liked.
I think they're getting there.
It's not going to be anywhere near to the Deathlok I want to see.
I don't know. I saw the episode yesterday, and if it's... obviously, it's not going to go as intense as the comic book did, but it's going somewhere, and I'm curious after yesterday's episode. So,
well, unless they replace half of his face with a metal plate and have a yellow glowing eye, have him actually talking to a computer and not talking to a person who's controlling his movements by threatening to blow him up.
Yep. Stop there.
Or unless he's got a laser gun wired into his arm.
You just need to play catch up.
Okay. So if they do that stuff, then I'll be happy.
Now,
picture that I saw where he's basically wearing like a suit of armor with the centipede along his front, I won't like that.
They did that, but there's more to it. That little teaser they gave is not the whole extent to the reality of it. So, yeah.
Okay.
You need to play catch up.
That's fine. And like I said,
I will give you one spoiler. It's not a yellow glowing eye.
Yeah, red. Sorry, I always remember it being yellow in the comics. It's really red.
Yes, they did show the red eye, okay. But I won't say when.
All right. Yeah. Well, then I'll look forward to that. But the thing that I finally saw in one of the episodes was a reference to the thing that really does tie Deathlok together. The Roxxon Corporation.
Ah, yes.
Only reference in the entire series that I've seen so far was the gas station that the lady who was being chased by the demonic possession thingy, whatever, scary parallel universe came from hell, that guy episode. Roxxon Corporation. It's like, dudes, yeah, finally you get a reference that I like. Because in the comic books, Roxxon is the corporation that puts together the Deathlok. It's part of their security specialist services. It's part of their super soldier stuff that they're trying to put together for the future of war, the future of police, and all that other stuff. It's kind of where the idea for RoboCop comes from. Because the comic book was originally done in like the 70s or something like that. So that, I believe, is what we're going to find out is the, spoiler alert, the secret company that is funding the Centipede Project.
You know, I want to say something.
Okay, then don't say nothing, and I'm just going with it. Ha!
Yeah.
Apparently I'm 5 episodes behind.
I need to know. See, that's, yeah, and you're missing an
I haven't seen the Sif episode where she shows up yet. It's like, okay, I haven't seen
it. I don't know
yet.
If the Sif episode really had anything to do with the story.
I don't care. I want to see Sif.
Oh, I had nothing wrong with that. I mean, it was a pretty awesome episode. But and then I think they could have given her a lot more action, but I think...
well, they might bring her... See, this is what I like about the TV show, is it is not a be-all, end-all thing. They can bring in characters anytime they want. They can say, oh, well, this week we're going to have so-and-so do such-and-such. Okay, cool. But by the way, everybody really, really, really likes this character. They like this character so much. Maybe we should go and get a movie based on this. Or maybe we should put a longer arc into the TV series. Or maybe we can then spin off another series off of that character. And it's a great breeding ground for the possibility of other good product.
Yeah, you're gonna die laughing on a part that...
I died laughing on a couple of parts.
Well, Coulson's going to make a comment after they do something to her, and you're just going to roll in laughter.
Okay.
I know I did, but Coulson tried to get a Sif on. That's all I got to say.
Oh, he tried to hit on her. No, good for him.
He didn't try to hit on
her. Bully for him.
He should have, but I mean, he's got a mad crush on her. I guarantee you that.
Okay. Now, I don't know if they've shown this, but somebody, when I started talking about it, said, oh, you got to watch more. It's like, okay. Do you know, in the Avengers, who the Vision is?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know where the Vision comes from?
Yes.
All right. I believe... And this is based on shortly after the Avengers movie first came out, there was a picture released that supports what I'm going about to say. Major spoilers for anybody if this is an issue for you. Coulson, I believe, is a what's called a life model decoy. He's not a real human. However, I believe he's going to become the Vision.
You need to keep watching.
Okay, see, this is what they keep saying when I say this. You people, shut up. I don't want to hear that crap.
You don't want us to give you spoilers. You got to keep watching, because okay. I'm telling you.
Because I saw the part where they were playing around with his brain, and it's like, cutting. I want to die. I want to die.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
I love the view of that. That was cool.
There's a lot more, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that as the show has started with a very simple, basic premise, okay, cleanup crew, that's what they do. They go around, da-da-da-da-da. And as the story has been getting more and more deeper into more involved elements, it's now getting to the point where they can start creating some really, really dark and cool storylines and branch out to some really neat things. Because this is what Marvel does, is they touch on a lot of really cool things, and then in some cases they beat it to death, like with a really big stick, and torture the crap out of everything, and just, then you ruin it! And then sometimes they just don't even touch on it enough.
You need to keep watching.
I will be keeping on watching. I will watch every single episode I can get my hands on.
You're two episodes away from something that's, yeah. If you end up seeing that this weekend... I guarantee you, next week, you're going to be telling all kinds of stuff.
I'll probably tell all kinds of stuff anyways. I might even make stuff up. See, here's the thing. I want to see them bring Doctor Strange into it. They're not going to. I want to see them bring the Son of Satan into it.
No, go back. I'm glad you mentioned the Doctor Strange.
Why?
I caught an article that mentioned Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
that
there's a possible movie up.
Yeah, and it's a spinoff from something that was in just a recent Marvel. That's a part I missed. I couldn't tell if it was something that was in I just forgot the name of the movie. Captain America.
Nope.
Or it was something in this Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I didn't see anything in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week that kind of led towards that.
Well, Doctor Strange was definitely not involved in Captain America movies at all.
Now, you know how they've been, like, hidden in the,
Yeah, he's nowhere near involved in any of the Captain America movies.
Right, but what I'm saying is, hidden in the, credits, they put a little tidbit that...
What they did with the Thor movie with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, see, but that's what I'm saying. So they put, I mean, it wasn't necessarily related to the fact that it was a was that. It was just they're saying, okay, we're teasing you what's coming up next now, for us.
Angel of Shadows in the chat room just mentioned a very key important part of what I was talking about with Division and what I think Coulson's going to be. Voltron is originally designed and created by Henry Pym. Vision is also created and designed by Henry Pym.
Is there a female that's...
Jocasta.
That's like the Vision or something?
Jocasta.
What is her role? What does she do? I forget what...
She's basically like the Vision, but a female version. But with her own original set of memory patterns and whatever. Whereas the Vision is originally a clone copy, brain copy of Wonder Man.
You are going to be talking a lot if you watch the next...
Shut up! I don't want to hear about you anymore. You be quiet, young man.
You need to get on your friend's case and say
you're not supposed to be ahead of me on a TV show. That's just not right.
Hey, maybe you're not. I was gonna say you're ahead of me on Walking Dead, but then again, no, you're not.
No, so. I'm ahead of you on Lost.
No.
Yeah, I watched that a long time ago.
I did too.
Dark Angel. Yeah. Babylon 5, Crusade, Angel, Buffy. Haha. Stop with that.
I don't know. But, I'm just saying that you haven't watched enough. You've got some stuff you know.
Don't worry, I'm going to watch it all.
You got no choice. You're going to have to get on your friend's case and tell him you want it.
Yeah. Gonna get yeah. I don't know where that came from, but it just did. So yes, this is why I like what they're doing with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I hope they continue using it as a an incubator type series to create that larger scale world floor. Because if they start continuing tying in the TV series with the movie series franchise, then branching it out into other things as well, such as Netflix TV series, possibly some other webisode stuff or whatever. Matt Murdock is not the Vision. Sorry, Keenan said something in the shadow, in the chat room there. I think it's really cool because this is how you can integrate people into, what the expression is called, engagement, by giving people that level of interaction and the ability to keep track of stuff and be excited about different characters and stories and other elements within it. In Marvel, there are so many possible stories in there. Crap loads of stories. Tons and tons and tons and tons of stories. I would love to see them do a Champion story. I would love to see them do a Defender story. But I don't think that's going to happen too soon.
I was going to say, not like now. I mean, they're probably going to be smart enough to spread it out to keep people...
No, it's going to be a problem with licenses.
Oh.
Ghost Rider is in both the Defenders and Champions.
Yeah, that's true. I did read something, though. It looks like Marvel has bought the rights to Spider-Man.
That's what I'd heard, is that they've got the rights back to Spider-Man. Now they need to get the rights back to Fantastic Four and the other one.
They're working on it. That's what it looks like. If they do, man, it's a...
Well, Disney has the stones now that they can do this.
Yeah.
So that's what Disney wants. And Disney, I hate to say it, has started flexing their muscles over Marvel, because now there are more Disney comics in the Marvel lineup. And cool, great. As long as it's a quality product, I don't care. Comics should be for everyone. They shouldn't just be for me. Although I just want them for me. I'm happy to see them doing comic books for young adults and kids and everybody else. Because, I mean, what's the point of comics if you can't grow up with them and enjoy them? I mean, that's why there's so many varieties, so many choices to go with comics. You can be simple little happy-dappy-dappy-crappy-crappy-dappy-dappy type story, or you can be into the soulless depth of, holy crap, the world is a horrible place and I just want to kill everybody. Those stories are cool, too. There's the whole range.
I'm looking at this. Jack mentions Wolverine, Captain America, Black Widow, and all that. You know, I want to backtrack a little bit. In the X-Men series, they introduced the character but never really gave him his due justice. And he was one of my all-time favorite characters.
Glasses?
No, Gambit.
See, I never really was a fan of Gambit. I know a lot of people who are big fans of him. Big fans. He's got a big following as a character with some stuff. And I don't know why. I think it's a sex appeal thing.
I don't know if it's that. I mean...
Oh, he's a very big fan favorite of women.
Wow. Oh, okay. No.
Just saying.
I mean, come on. This guy, his fighting styles with the staff. And of course, he does have his...
Not originally.
Words. No, not originally, but... when he does use it, I mean he's got, I don't know, I guess maybe I'm more intrigued in knowing more on his special, but they really are running mad with the Wolverine series, and just kind of disappointed they're not going deeper into other X-Men characters like they should.
Well, if you go into the X-Men, if you go into the Marvel Universe as a whole, there's over 5,000 characters.
Right.
And of that 5,000 characters, there's probably like 400 or 500 of them are X-Men characters, like X-Men themselves and then bad guys or people that they've met. There are hundreds of characters in the X-Men universe because it's a very long-running series. Gambit is a fairly, call it air quotes, recent character as far as that's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
With the X-Men movies, especially the first two, the third one was... Really? That was a joke. Why did you try to put thousands of X-Men characters into the movie? You can't even focus on it.
Did you kill the best character of them all?
Because she was too powerful.
Doesn't matter.
She was too powerful. That storyline was a poor excuse for how they did that, but that character had to die anyways. It's just they did it poorly.
Yeah, they should have let her live still to continue on because, I mean, don't they... I forget how it's been a while since I've done this storyline, but don't they follow her out into space at one point where she ends up being on her own planet and then come back?
Not on her own planet, no. She basically becomes attacked by the Shi'ar forces because they understand what the Phoenix Force is. The Phoenix Force is a force for destruction and consumption and everything else. Yet they don't go after Galactus when Galactus is out there eating planets.
Right.
It's one of the cool and lame things that Marvel does that combines together. They bring this really cool concept over here, and then they kill it with something really lame.
See, Mark's already saying it. They should have brought the Kree in to take her away.
Not the Kree.
The Shi'ar.
The Shi'ar, yeah.
And I agree with him. I mean, they should have. I mean, instead of, she's going to kill everyone. But then I'm not sure if they're about to bring it back to Justice and change it around because...
Well, that was part of the story arc, is that the Shi'ar came in, Guardian and all the rest of the guys from the Guardsmen or whatever, came in, took her away and whatever. And then the X-Men basically said, what the hell? And they went and tried to save her, and they saved her and whatever else.
Okay, quick question before we run out of time. There's a character in the new Captain America, the one with the wings,
the Falcon.
The Falcon.
He's not a new character. He's one of the original characters in Marvel Comics.
What's his name on his... Not the Falcon, but what's the name they use when he's not...
Oh, you mean his, person name?
Yeah.
I am not remembering off the top of my head.
It's not Trip or something like that. I forgot it.
Samuel Wilson. Sam Wilson, usually.
Okay. Because there's a character I think you've seen the episode already where they brought in Bill Paxton to do play one role in his sidekick in there. And this is an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but the sidekick's name is something Trip. And
what? Bill Paxton was in an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh, son of a gun. Really? You haven't gotten there? You're right. It's two episodes away.
Dude. Seriously, man. You got to remember these things. I told you what episode I last saw. The guy is in the bed. He woke up. He's got no leg. He's like, what? Oh, my God. No, they put this thing in my eye. And that's it. That's the last thing I saw. No more.
Yeah, I see. And I know there's a lot of people who are probably asking the same question I'm asking right now.
No, they're not. Now, just so you know, the Deathlok character, the guy who's playing the character who I understand is going to become the Deathlok, Great actor. I like how he's done other stuff, because I've seen him in other shows as well, and I've liked him as that. But his name is also not the name of Deathlok. Luther Manning is supposed to be the name of the guy who becomes Deathlok. That's not him.
Right. Oh, yeah, because it's Mike...
It's Mike something. I don't remember his name. But the other thing is the Deathlok character in the comic book series happens in the year 2039 sort of thing. It's like 20, 30 years from now. And it's when the whole world is everybody's fighting and it's on the brink of complete breakdown because resources are scarce and everything else. And they just come up with, hey, why don't we reanimate dead soldiers and put them back into combat with a computer in their head, and they'll be like the perfect killing machines, as well as assassins, cops, soldiers, everything else. That's right. The Deathlok.
Yeah. And by the way, the guy that I was looking for was Antone Triplett. So that's
not even close to being Sam Fisk or Sam Wilson for the Falcon.
Yeah, that's where I was on that. I was trying to remember, but I was like, the guy looks like the same person, so I wasn't sure.
Could be something similar. There are a number of winged characters in the Marvel universe, and that's the other thing. They didn't even have Archangel in the X-Men series much too. Angel. He's in the one little bit at the end of X-Men 3. He's like, oh, I don't know. Should I be a mutant or not? Should I take the formula or not? I don't know. Screw it. I'm jumping out the window and saving some kid with my big-ass wings. What? Sam Worthington or whatever, Junior, whatever the hell his name is?
Wait.
Nick, I want to see Sentinels. I want to see Sentinels. I want to see Sentinels. I want to see Sentinels.
Oh, I think you will.
X-Men, Days of Future Past. Sentinels.
Nick Fury was in two episodes so far. I only saw him in one.
Nick Fury, I only saw him in one. So if he showed up in one of the episodes after that I haven't seen yet, I can't comment on that.
I don't... Well, I've seen the episodes after. And
Wait. Which Nick Fury?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson Nick Fury or David Hasselhoff Nick Fury?
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson. I'm looking...
Come on. David Hasselhoff as Nick Fury showing up in the show would be freaking hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
Because he looks like the comic book version of Nick Fury.
I'm looking at the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s cast, and they're saying that Nick Fury's appeared in two episodes.
Okay, and which episode is the second one?
It doesn't say.
Then you're just not looking at it right.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at IMDb. You know they're not going to show everything.
I want to see Sentinels. Gosh darn it, tickety boogity boogity boo. Although, somebody said today... Oh, wow, X-Men and time travel, what can be wrong? Many things.
Yeah, right?
Many things. And then I pointed at her and said, and have you seen what Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver look like? No. Guess what's going to bug the crap out of me is the way that those two characters look. They do not look like Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. I mean, Scarlet Witch is wearing jeans, for crying out loud, in the movie.
Return of the Sinister Six.
Yes, that's the main premise in the Amazing Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, and guess who makes an appearance in there?
Many people.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, what a surprise. Hmm. He's going to be the next Agent Coulson for most of the Marvel movies. He's going to show up like in every little bit of the movies, because like his contract is written for like 6 years or something like retarded like this, where he's going to be in a bunch of little stuff, guest appearance. Yeah, he shows up in the black leather jacket with the eye patch. Yeah, he gets paid whatever to show up. It's like, all
right, right.
In order to give it all continuity and everything, which I think is cool. Which I think is finally Marvel's got its shit together and is doing this right. And that's why the one thing I like about Disney having acquired Marvel, Disney gives Marvel the ability and the money to be able to do this. And if it's done right and steered well, it will be freaking awesome and continue to be awesome. Iron Man 3 was a little weak. Thor 2 was a little weak comparatively. But they're still really growing at how to do this. And I think it's cool. I'm looking forward to more. More. Guardians of the Galaxy, I think, is going to be the thing that sets it on its edge, because that will show, yes, we can do fanboy movies too. You know what I mean? But I see the time. It is about that 10 o'clock time. We are essentially done for the evening. That's a whole hour gone, bro.
Like heavy metal?
I love heavy metal.
Then you want to stick around next.
I'm always sticking around next for and previous too. But throwing this out at the chat room. Thank you all for showing up and listening to me ramble on, because I do that. And everybody in listening in Radio Land and everywhere else and in Archive Land, y'all have fun. Come back, check it all out. Facebook, Twitter, all that other stuff. And don't forget the websites, too. And TMV Cafe, it's the place to be, yo.
He's doing a yo thing.
Of course.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.